Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Fly ball right field. Cam Smith comes in a few steps. 2-0 final Hayter. 21 straight saves to start the season. That matches a franchise record. Dave Smith in 89. And now the lefty Josh Hayter in the record books as well. 1-0 last night, 2-0 tonight. The Astros, going back to last year, have shut out the Phillies in 28 consecutive innings. And Blummer, another series win, this time against a very good Phillies team.
Yeah, that's true. They clinched a series win. They haven't lost a series in a long, long time. The Astros, they could lose today. I don't expect them to. Hunter Brown is on the mound, but they could lose today, and this will still be a series win against a very, very good Phillies team. 1-0 2 days ago, 2-0 last night. And Josh Hader with a perfect slate this year when it comes to saves. The ironic thing about the Astros, Seth, like, they really don't like to dip into free agency to bring guys in. You know, they'll make trades. They like to go with the homegrown guys. They like to, if it is free agents, it's usually guys that are kind of on the margins a little bit, try to get some deals. The times they've dipped their toe into bigger ticket items so far, like, you know, 3 years, $57 million for Jose Abreu, disaster. 3 years, $60 million for Christian Walker, so far, not great. The biggest contract they've given out in terms of total money and number of years to a free agent, Josh Hader, working out fantastically right now. It's year 2 of 5, but working out great right now. Spend that money.
It's hard for me to criticize really much about the Astros when they're doing what they're doing. And Espada especially has this team sitting at a spot where they really have no business being if you just look at it on paper. So they've done a great job with a lot of things. I'm just trying to talk myself into stop being such a nerd about, like, thinking about all the possible ways this could go wrong. They just won the Phillies series last night.
Yeah,
you know, they haven't lost a series in 9 or 10 series over the last several weeks. It's just been impressive as hell.
There's nothing in the division that scares me, and that's what probably lets me sleep at night about the Astros, is I'm not, the Mariners don't scare me, and certainly the Rangers and the Angels right now, and the Athletics obviously, are not really scary. So that's, you know, look, the Astros are going to play the 81st game of the season today. If they win this game today, they're on pace for 96 wins. They won the division with 88 wins last year. So they're in really good shape right now.
And once they're done with the Dodgers, they have a very easy schedule compared to the rest of the league.
Yeah.
So this stretch here to win this series versus the Phillies and potentially sweep it is really, really big. Yep. And then, you know, with another couple tests with the Cubs and the Dodgers coming up in the two of the next three series, I wonder where the line has shifted to the Astros, because it was it at the beginning of the year.
It was 80. It's season win total you're talking about?
Yeah.
It was 86.5 at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
It's got to be 90 now, at least, I would say. They're on pace for 94, 95 wins right now. So with an easy.
Congratulations in advance to all of you who took the over on the Astros.
Absolutely. You're going to win your bet, man. They're on pace for 95 wins, and they've got the easiest schedule in baseball. What could possibly go wrong? All I'm having flashbacks now to the end of 2023, where they could have clinched the division with like 2 weeks left in the season, but they're losing to the A's and they're losing to the Royals at home. Like, okay, so we can't get too caught up in things yet. John Heyman tweeted this yet. John Heyman, longtime MLB reporter, tweeted this yesterday. Astros and star shortstop Jeremy Peña had been in serious long-term contract talks before his recent agent switch to Scott Boras, as I said on MLB Network. That's Heyman talking. Those talks are now on hold, at least for now. Peña is second in MLB behind Aaron Judge with a 4.5 wins above replacement. Just to add to that, Seth, if just some more detail, credit Ari Alexander of KPRC2 here in Houston. The Astros and Jeremy Peña, not only were they deep in contract discussions, they had numbers on the table that Ari was able to get. 5 years, $105 million, which I'm assuming would have bought out the last 2 years of arbitration for Jeremy Peña, 2026 and 2027. And then there would have been three more years after that, whereas you know Peña wouldn't have been a free agent until his early mid-30s after that. But he would have been guaranteed $105 million.
Yeah.
This version of Jeremy Peña is going to be making a whole lot more than $105 million someday.
Yeah,
if this keeps up.
It's in the giving a guy an extension while he's still young or has multiple years of arbitration less. It works really well early in a guy's career with second or third, where they haven't gotten huge money yet. And maybe they're not so sure about exactly what their value is. For Peña, who might have been coming into this season kind of thinking, like, I don't, like, what am I really as a baseball player? I still have a lot to prove. Would have been a lot easier to get him maybe at that sweet spot or juncture than after he's playing the way he has so far. And then has a conversation with Boris somewhere along the way, and Boris convinces him of the beauty of free agency.
Yeah.
And how crazy it turns teams and how much they're willing to pay.
This feels like, to me, like a situation where Peña and his prior representation had been talking with the team. They're down the road. He's got a deal in front of him, and he starts to think to himself, maybe I need to let my uncle, who's an agent, look at this and just make sure. And in this case, Scott Boris is the uncle. My real life example of this, Seth, for me was right out of college. I went and I got my first job, and I went and got my first car. Like the week I got out of college, I went to a car dealership and bought my first car myself.
Yeah.
And I was a sucker for everything. Like I wasn't negotiating. I was buying the rust proofing. They even sold me a life insurance policy alongside of it. Like, hey, this is only $79 extra a month. And just in case something happens to you, this will take care of your pay. And I knew nothing about life insurance at that time. Like, sounds like a really good idea to me. So I didn't bite on the car yet. I brought home the proposal. And at that point, I was right home from college. So I'm still living with my dad. And I'm like, hey, Dad, just take a look at this. And my dad's like looking at it. He's like, God, you're the worst. You're such a sucker. So my dad goes back to the dealership with me.
And
we take this out and we take that out. And that feels like Scott Boras. Scott Boras feels like Paul Pendergast in this situation where he's like, oh, whoa, Jeremy. Look at your OPS the last 3 months. Look at your OPS since you became leadoff. Look how much better your defensive metrics are now. You're the 2022 Gold Glover again. No. We are ripping this up right now.
But for wins above replacement, you're the second or third best player in the league.
Not on your team.
Yes,
in the league.
Yeah. No, so. And that's one thing Boris is really good at doing is kind of stroking the numbers to show exactly where, like, okay. Sometimes it's a matter of, you laid it out perfectly, I think, is that sometimes with Boris, it's that he does a good job of explaining to players how much they're actually worth and how much they should be worth.
Yeah.
So that's where it... I think Peña looks like Peña was open to signing an extension at one point and probably still would be. It's just that whatever the Astros were offering him, it wasn't enough. And then Boris is unlikely to tell. It's very unlikely that Boris comes in and tells Bregman, actually, you know, that was probably your best offer and you should have taken it.
Yeah, the two guys that Boris has most publicly represented for the Astros that have left, obviously he represents Altuve and Lance McCullers, who both stayed. But he represented Alex Bregman and still does represent Carlos Correa. They both got almost the same identical deal leaving here. Bregman last year and Correa, the first deal he got from Minnesota. Correa got 3 years, $105 million with opt-outs after each year. Bregman got 3 years, $120 million. So adjust for inflation, it's probably the exact same deal with opt-outs after each year. If Peña were to hit free agency after this year, let's say this was his walk year, I don't think that happens with Jeremy Peña. He's got no injury history. He's an ascending player. He would still be young. The good news for Astro fans, you're still getting two more years out of Jeremy Peña after this. We don't have to worry about this for another couple years.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
One of the replies to Heyman's tweet was, don't these players learn? Scott Boras absolutely torpedoed Bergman's earning potential by playing these games. I'll give him a pass on the Bergman part. I still, mine autocorrects to Bergman sometimes with Bregman. Bregman could have accepted one of those deals that actually had more guaranteed money. Bregman liked the flexibility and having those option years.
The Astros offered more guaranteed money.
Yeah. The ability to, so it's not like Boras torpedoed Bregman's value.
No.
Boras got him a deal where he basically had the option to do a bunch of, it's a bunch of 1 year deals where he has all the control and a lot of guaranteed money. So there's still upside there. He kind of had, he gambled on himself, but still with a boatload of guarantees.
No doubt. Okay. So the question real quick before we get to the break here, knowing now what we know, that Pena was, it sounded like, you know, down at least in the red zone, if not down to the 5 yard line, possibly with a contract extension, they had numbers on the table, Seth. And he was looking at him and decided to switch to Boras. Do you feel better, worse, or way worse that Jeremy Pena is going to be a Houston Astro long term?
Do I feel better than before I found out that he was in negotiations, or do I feel better than before he hired Scott
Boras? Well, I don't know. I don't think better is even an option. I'm just doing that thing.
All right. I feel worse. I don't feel drastically worse because I know that if he genuinely just maybe really likes playing for this team, in this city, for that coaching staff especially, that maybe he is – I think he's still probably open to an extension. It's just – are the Astros willing to, you know, bend to whatever Scott Boras thinks it's going to be? Boras has shown that he's willing to.
Yeah.
Like, Boras didn't talk McCullers or Altuve out of signing extensions with the Astros.
No. Better is in there just as a token option. It's impossible to read this story and feel like, oh, I feel like this Pena's coming back. They had numbers on the table. Pena looks at the numbers. This is how I read it. And then goes to Boras, and all of a sudden, communication on a contract shuts down. You know, like that's, at the very least, they got to hunker down and be ready for some hard negotiations no time soon, probably closer to Pena's walk year.
He would have been right if he had accepted that extension, and it would be to kick in a couple of years, right? Yeah. It would, he would have still.
No. It would have kicked in probably immediately. It probably would have kicked. Those contracts kick in and buy out the arbitration years.
Okay, they buy out the arbitration and then they go. Okay. Yeah. It would have made him like the 10th or 11th highest paid shortstop.
He's doing the right thing for himself right now. No question. Yeah. I mean, he's arguably, I think inarguably, a top 5 shortstop this season. Does he sustain it? That's a big question. All right. Payne and Pendergast. Hey, Kevin Durant. We got more Kevin Durant stuff. Rudy T weighing in on Kevin Durant. That's fun. And Vanessa Richardson had the breadcrumbs for this all the way back in February. This is a fun listen, knowing how this whole thing played out with the Rockets and Kevin Durant. We do that next. Stay there.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.